Om Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murli of the 16th of June, 1969. The title is The Greatest Renunciation is the Renunciation of Vices. The Greatest Renunciation is the Renunciation of Vices. Bap Dada says, In what form are you all sitting? Are you sitting here as the embodiment of love or the embodiment of power? What is your form at the moment? Is there power in love? Can there be both of these at the same time? Why don't you say that you're the embodiment of both? Why do you have love for Bap Dada? What is Bap Dada's main title? The one in which you have to become like him? Bap Dada's main title is the Almighty Authority. If you simply have love, that love can sometimes be broken. But where there is the combination of both love and power, the meeting of the soul with the Supreme Soul remains eternal and constant. In order to make your meeting eternal, what method must you adopt? You have to have the combination of love and power within yourself. Only then can you say that the soul and the Supreme Soul have met. You are sitting in the gathering, but whilst sitting in the gathering, some forget the meeting between the two. Acha, today Bap Dada has come especially for the Kumaris. What day is it for the Kumaris today? It is the day for celebrating a meeting. The result for all of you has been given. Are you able to know your own result? Have you become the knowers of the three aspects of time? Who is the number one Kumari in this group? What is the main task of someone who is number one? To make others number one like himself or herself. Kumaris have to take one more paper. It is a practical paper, not a written one. You are now number one in the 1 month's training, but can you be number one in the final result? Which main aspect do you need to keep in your intellect for that? You have renunciation and service, but which other main aspect is needed? What is the greatest sacrifice and what is the greatest renunciation? To renounce seeing the defects of others is the greatest renunciation. Which is the greatest service? What is the main service that an elevated server would do? What is the proof of the intense effort of an intense effort maker? To enable anyone who comes in front of him to experience a living death. It is said, you must die a living death at one stroke, which is called to die at a stroke. Jhatku, you must not leave them incomplete, that is half dead. Elevated service is to make them instantly die a living death at one stroke. At present, you shoot the arrow, but when they go outside, they become alive again. But a time will come when you will enable them to go beyond in a second with drishti. And then there will be success in service and you will also have an impact. At present, although you make them experience death whilst alive, you are not able to do that instantaneously. Two things are lacking. If you imbibe these two things, you will be able to color others with your color. Are you those who have died instantly? You have to make a promise that, from today, you have died instantly. You will not become alive to the old world again. Those who are courageous receive extra courage. Because you have courage, Bap Dada has love for you. So you were being told about two things that are lacking. One main weakness is that you lack the practice of staying in solitude. And the second is that there isn't unity. There is very little difference between the words unity, ekta, and solitude, ekant. Solitude can be on a physical level as well as on a subtle level. Both are needed here. If you experience the bliss of being in solitude, you will not enjoy being extroverted. At present, everyone's interest is drawn more towards extroversion. These two things are lacking within the majority of you. In order to increase the practice of the subtle stage, this is very essential. You have to maintain a greater interest for being in solitude. Kumaris are now going to take a practical course, so they are going to be given three gifts. Gifts are a sign of love. And so, Baba in the three relationships is giving you three gifts which you must never forget. Always keep the gifts from Bap Dada with you. Gifts have to be kept hidden away. And so, always remember the gift from the Father of his teachings, and the teachings that the Father gives are that you always remain obedient and faithful to Bap Dada, the instrument sisters, and the divine family members. This is the gift of Father's teachings. And then, what is the gift from the teacher? Teachings must always be imbibed. Wherever you go, always remember the teachings of the teacher, and they are imbibe knowledge and imbibe virtues. And the teachings from the guru is that you must always remain in unity. You must remain constant and in the remembrance of one. In the form of Shaktis, imbibe the ornaments that Vishnu has been shown with. Always keep these ornaments in front of you. These are the gifts of teachings from the three relationships of the Father, Teacher, and Guru, given especially to the Kumaris. Now, Baba will see which ones keep these gifts with them. Those people are preparing refined bombs. You now have to drop the refined bombs of knowledge. You have done a lot of service at the crawling speed of ants. When bombs are dropped, everything is wiped out very quickly. In the same way, do the special service of spreading the sound all around, and that is called dropping a bomb. The more refined someone is, the more refined the bomb he will drop on others. You now have to become all-rounders. The more you become this, the closer you will come to the family in the golden age. The result of the training is only seen when you reveal yourself by having gone all around. Baba will see the result after the practical course. Now, when you come back to Madhuban after a month, do not come alone. Your training is not yet complete. The practical paper begins now. No one must return here alone. Come as a guide of someone or another. Bring pilgrims with you. Bap Dada has many hopes in these Kumaris. Bap Dada merges in his eyes those jewels who fulfill his hopes. Acha, Om Shanti.